Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
Hey, hey, Profit 911 Podcast, episode 44.
Rolling along.
That's more than the amount of miles I've ever run in my life, Kevin. Does it make
you feel? Oh, me too, yeah.
You liar.
Even if you add them all up, like your entire life. Okay, I can't say that probably. It's close. At one time, never more than like a mile.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably more than I've done. Anyhow, episode 44, we have to meet or not to meet the million-dollar question for business owners in sales. So you and I were chatting out in the hallway, outside the studio.
Mm-hmm. In the green room.
About offices and different offices we'd had and whether or not it was worth it. And I think this is worth discussing because we're in an interesting point right now. So we're hopefully out of COVID.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a couple years where basically shut down. Everything had to be Zoom. I did go to some live events towards the tail end, and it was very difficult to get people in the room. It wasn't the same experience. But even our sales calls had to be Zoom, and most still are. However, we are sitting in a conference room here built for sales and meeting as well. And in my previous company, you know, we built quite a dog and pony show for people coming in person. And I just want to kind of chat about that. You know, in today's world, does that still have a purpose?
Unfortunately, I don't think it does like it did just even two or three years before COVID. It just seems to be not necessary. You're right. Like when I took over the DJ company you built, I was able to relatively quickly understand why you made them come into the office. The upsell was way easier, especially for the photo booth or extra things. I think everyone is so conditioned. I don't think it's the businesses or sales. I think people are just conditioned to not have to meet. Like they don't wanna.
Yeah, they may not want to. I still think that having people on home territory definitely has an advantage. I think that, yeah, I mean, you get their full attention when they're physically in front of you. So I'm kind of thinking like when I attend Zoom anything.
Yeah.
You know, I have three monitors in front of me on my desk. One has Zoom open. It may or may not have something on top of the Zoom. I might not even be watching or people I'm talking to. And I got my calendar on one. I got my email on the other. I got my cell phone within reach, which is not the same experience as when I'm in the same room with someone.
Well, yeah, that's, and maybe early on in COVID, you were fully engaged because you had to pay attention. You learn how to multitask per se, where you're not even paying attention on that sales call.
You learn that, or you learn how to stop caring.
Yeah. I think it, at first it was like, oh, this is a godsend. We can still do business because we have to. Now it's like, ugh.
Yeah. I certainly have Zoom fatigue.
Totally.
It's part of business now. It's in the DNA of it, but that doesn't mean I enjoy it.
Is that because it's only a year and a half post COVID? Do you think 5 years from now it'll be, whether it's Zoom or whatever? I mean, I wonder if we'll ever go back.
I don't think so. I think that there'll be sub niches that take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly if someone flies out here and spends a day with us, it's a lot more productive than on Zoom. You know, we used to offer a service called Blueprint Day. We aren't currently doing that, but, you know, we had people fly out to us. We did some during Zoom on COVID, and it was difficult. We split them, you know, into smaller sessions, and it was still hard. I've flown all over the country doing those as well, and there's a reason. Yeah, the plane ride sucks. It's not glamorous once you've done enough of them. You know, waking up in a hotel, it's just another hotel, but there's still a reason I do it. And I still get on a plane a lot to go to like mastermind groups and marketing meetings and all kinds of stuff. But as a business owner, we got to calculate, you know, value versus cost. You know, an office is a pretty expensive endeavor now.
And true.
Some companies don't have any offices.
Yeah. Or even like in my situation, I used to have two offices, one for the photography studio and all that, and then one for the DJ business. And during COVID, as soon as one lease expired, I got rid of that one. I mean, and I can't imagine ever going back to having two offices now. I would rather just have one office, and I'll put everything in there. And if I need to meet you, then I'll explain to you why there's a bunch of camera gear over here. I'm not going to, it won't be like exclusively for DJ and photo booths. It's just.
Oh, I think things have gotten a lot more casual everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And that, I don't know if that's a good thing. It's an easy thing. I think that's part of what this question is about, is not so much, is meeting in person better? I still think it is. I just think no one cares anymore. So then we don't force it. Because I find lately, as I'm booking weddings, it's just people are conditioned to, if you do well with an established business, luckily I have that established business where the venue said you should call these three DJs and I'm one of them, or the three photo booths. So I already have a leg up. So a lot of times I can sell on the phone and close them, but I still find when I do ask, would you like to meet in the office? About half of them will come in and meet. And I don't track things nearly as well as you do, but it's easier to sell them a photo booth when they're doing DJ work if they're in front of me, because I can show them some stuff.
Well, and they're committed, right? They've gone through all the effort and hassle to rearrange their life to come around. I think what's really important, though, is if you are meeting face-to-face, there, A, has to be a reason for it, and there has to be an experience around
it. It has to be it isn't like post or pre-COVID where it was like, I need to meet with you so we can show you this and do this. And you're right, you structured it and I followed that because that was the way it was. There was no other option. It wasn't like, I mean, if you called me and said, did my sister's wedding, I want to book you right now, fine. But that's the norm now, where before I was like, well, I'd like to meet you, but if you're going to just give me a credit card right now and I did your sister's wedding, I mean, that's fine. I hate to say this because it sounds lazy, but I don't necessarily miss meeting every client in person.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
No, I hear you. And eventually you can have staff to do that.
Yeah.
If you want. And then you decide, okay, I'm going to call it a crutch, but does the crutch advantage tool of an office, you know, outweigh the benefit for another person's time? Because it's a little bit different calculation, right? I know the way we used to have things structured, it was very choreographed. The entire thing was choreographed beginning to end. And it made the talent level lower on the salesperson, as long as they followed the script to an extent, but more so flow. It was a loose guideline, but here's exactly what needs to happen, when it needs to happen, what to look for, mm-hmm. when to start this. And we're currently going through in Profit 911 here, we're trying to enhance the client experience. And this is one of the things we're looking at, actually, is, okay, we really would like to have some people back in the office, and because we can get a lot done for their campaigns. But we have to make it such an incredible experience that not only do they not mind coming, but they want to brag to others about it and share stories about it. So there is one person on TikTok that I think does this really well. I don't know if you waste time on TikTok or not. But
not as much as I probably should.
This is an interesting aside as well. So the guy's business is called The Jet Business.
Okay.
He's a private jet broker.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he admits he's sold a couple jets because he's on TikTok now, which is interesting. But this is worth looking up. He has YouTube as well, but most of the content's on TikTok. He has an office in, I believe it's London, and has part of a jet interior in there, but he also has a giant video wall. And on that video wall is a very interactive demo for helping people find the right jet. So he's built an experience. First off, the office is really cool, but the tech's really cool too. So they kind of sit on the couch and he leads the dog and pony show, but you ask him like four variables, you know, how many passengers, what's the distance, what's the budget, and I forget the fourth one. But he inputs those on the monitors, and then it comes up and it shows all the aircraft that match that.
Huh.
And then he can pick one, and in full scale, it will show the interior of the plane, which is cool. And then he has the cross section of each plane, so they can stand up next to the wall and see if they can stand in the plane. And they can
really
overlay them all. And so he's built an experience that cannot be replicated online. Now, I'm sure he does a fair amount of business over the phone and with other agents and stuff too, but people from all over the world fly into the office to, you know, within 30 minutes settle on the jet.
You have to imagine, though, that he is, if he's doing that, he's probably at the top of his game as far as price too. So, I mean, he can probably afford that kind of, I mean, that's a huge.
Yeah, I don't know. He's different for sure. That's an anomaly.
Well, it is. And I suppose there's still something to be said. Maybe I think what's missing by not meeting people, if you do it correctly, is the wow factor or the impress my client. Where, you can't really, you can make a good impression, but can you really wow somebody with, hey, here's a picture of my video wall in 720p on my computer. You know, I mean, it isn't, you have to be in there in person. That would be pretty cool.
Well, and it's harder and harder to impress people in general anymore, right? Because we've seen everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you get more connection for sure. So, yeah, I think a demo is, and we're talking about this too, so that, you know, I showed this in our all staff meeting. I'm like, in case you all want to buy a private jet sometimes in your life, here's the process. But no, we're kind of looking at, okay, how can we make an incredible experience even on a Zoom meeting and draw that connection to where people are actually drawn in and enjoying it, not just it's a means to an end. And, you know, we don't have all the answers on that yet, but it's a push for the next quarter for us.
What do you think it's part of that too? And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I think so much of sales is connection and interpersonal. I mean, even on Zoom, if somebody is really likable and knows their stuff, I probably am more going to gravitate to that person. So there is something to be said for if you know your stuff and you're personable and you can actually have a conversation and you remember that their kid's name from the last call. I mean, there are ways to make connections.
Yeah, but you do that way more naturally than me. So I go hide in my corner when I'm not on stage. Which in a live room, there is a corner and there's other.
And the funny thing is, I would never want to go speak on stage like you do, but I can do all the other stuff. It's like a total opposite. Like if you put me in front of a microphone or even a camera, I don't have a problem with that, but I would never want to get on stage and speak to a bunch of people because I've done it and it's not comfortable for me.
Yeah,
but if there's nobody watching me, I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a Zoom group though, where a couple people kind of dominate the conversation, I'm not going to be one of those. You're not even going to know.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
There.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
In fact, because you're checking all
the screens, you're checking all the screens above the Zoom.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the other four monitors or whatever.
Yeah,
but I think this is constantly changing, evolving, and you know. By the way, this interests you. There's a reason we're designing this right now. Is we're trying to design, you know, some workshops and things that people would come to our office, and at the end of a day or two, not only could we give them massive results, but a fun experience as well, which is incredibly important to do because we are in Moline, Illinois, where no one is getting to on one flight, and most of our clients are pretty high net worth and their time's pretty valuable. So
yeah,
we really are thinking through, you know, what's the experience that makes this make sense at the time and expense of the travel involved. And you know, a lot of times it's just the people that are going to end up in the room is the value. But we have to build the structure and everything around that as well. And maybe we'll put some cool lights and stuff like the last office had.
Because that always puts it right over the top. Cool lights.
We do have a really good sound system in here.
It's true. You do know audio.
I enjoyed when we, you know, got rid of our last neighboring tenant and were able to turn the audio back up really loud.
Makes sense.
Still got one more tenant. I don't think they listen to the show.
They're too far away. They're on the other side of the building.
Yeah, they don't listen to the show either, so they don't know. they know when we're working on the building, you know, drilling into concrete and stuff. I don't know if I have any more thoughts on this, but I'd be curious, you know, if any listeners have anything that's worked for them, if you email it in, we'll get you on a future episode here, because this is a topic that's going to continue to either plague or be a benefit for every business owner. I don't think it's going anywhere. We're more and more virtual, you're right. Maybe for convenience, laziness, whatever.
Well, but I think the business owner who takes that into account and doesn't just accept it for what it is, and then, not that you're phoning it in, but if you're just like, fine, I'm going to be amongst the crowd and I'm going to do it like I have to, well, but what can you do? Just take that extra step or two. You don't need to have a real jet in your office or a wall of, I mean, I do like,
you can.
I do like the video wall. I love that idea. I mean, but the price tag would be prohibitive if I wanted to stay married.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
You have to do it with a projector.
Well, it's probably true. I'd rather have it backlit. That'd be great. The LEDs, just bring it in. And
we like cool toys around here.
That's the problem. Cool toys tend to kill profits because I'm always like, I'd like to try that. I like that. Like, that's great. So, yeah, no, I wonder if it's just a matter of, what can you do to differentiate and be a little bit above the, well, we have to do this call on Zoom. We would never entertain you coming to our office because that would be too, you know, 2020 or whatever.
I mean, the staff members too, right? So there are currently 8 team members. We're back down to 8 at the moment. And 5 of them could work remote.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow it here. We do allow hybrid. They can go remote sometimes, but the bulk of your time is spent within these walls for the sole purpose of building connection, culture, and the conversation that happens between the actual conversations, which is where the breakthroughs come from for us.
Absolutely. That is a difference. I mean, I'm not going to say this because I'm sitting here with you, but you're not the only business owner that I know. You happen to be a friend of mine, but it's like, you've built something that I don't see with a lot of other businesses. There is an effort to want community, connection. Like, the whole, like, what do you mean I can't work it from home? You mean you'd prefer me to be in the office so I have to talk to my coworkers? Yeah, there's a purpose behind that. Culture actually matters in today's world. Especially now, it probably matters more than ever before.
Yeah, you do end up, you got to look at what you're hiring for, right? And business type, too, I think, to an extent. But you end up with a different person that shows up to interview for that job.
Mm-hmm.
And thus far, that personality type has served us extremely well.
Yeah.
And we're not sitting still, and it's a lot easier to stay caught up when you're in the room where everything's
happening. I think your staff enjoys being around each other. Yeah. I've been around them, and they seem to enjoy it.
Basically, all of them have been hired during or post-COVID, uh-huh. So they actually want it out of their house. So, yeah. I mean, we're not having some fun here. We're doing something wrong. We got to make money, too, but
yeah,
there's plenty of ways to make money.
True.
Plenty of them on the computer.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got no break. This is the To Meet or Not to Meet. Next episode, we're coming back with one called Just Think. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.